Chapter 14. Silver's Visit. I peered through the loophole and saw two men just outside the stockade. One waved a white cloth and the other stood by calmly, leaning on a crutch. Both Silver and the other man were knee-deep in early morning vapor that had crawled up out of the swamps.
"Keep indoors, men," the captain said. "This could be a trick. Watch the loopholes on all sides so none of them can sneak up on us."
Then he stepped out to the porch, well out of the way of any shot.
"Who goes?" he called. "Cap'n Silver, sir. Come to make terms,"
Long John called out.
"I don't know any Captain Silver," Smollett said. "What kind of promotion is that?" "The poor lads have chosen me captain after you deserted us," Silver said. "Can we speak with your word to my safety?" "I have little desire to speak to you," Captain Smollett said. "But if you come in, no treachery will come from our side."
Silver laughed aloud and clapped his flag holder on the back. Then he tossed his crutch over the stockade wall and scrambled after it. Silver struggled up the knoll. It was clearly rough work for a man with a crutch. Finally, he reached the captain and saluted handsomely. He wore a blue coat with brass buttons. The coat hung to his knees and a fine hat was set on the back of his head.
"Will you let me inside?" Silver asked. "It's a cold morning." "If you were an honest man, you'd be warm in our galley right now," the captain said. "It's your choice that keeps you out in the cold."
Silver sat down on the sand near the captain.
"You've got a fine place here. If you have something to say, say it. You made a good show of it last night, and I still don't know how you got into my camp to bash in the head of one of my men," Silver said. "But it won't happen again."
At that, I realized Ben Gunn must have paid a visit to the pirates in the night to even the odds for us a bit. Silver cleared his throat and continued.
"We want the treasure. You have the chart and you want your lives. Hand over the chart and you can have the choice to join us and be welcome, or stay here and we'll do you no harm."
"Is that all?" Smollett asked.
Silver nodded.
"Then here is my offer," Captain Smollett said. "If you'll surrender, we'll clap you in irons and take you home to a fair trial in England. If you don't, we'll kill every one of you."
Silver looked at the captain in shock.
"Then we're done," he said. "Give me a hand up."
"Get up on your own," the captain growled.
Silver crawled over to the porch and used the beams to hoist himself up. He spat into the spring.
"That's what I think of ye."
Then he stumbled off down the sand and was helped across the stockade by the man with the flag of truce. Together they disappeared into the trees. The second they vanished, the captain hurried back into the log house. We'd all drifted away from our posts to watch. Only Gray had stayed at watch.
"You've stood by your duty like a seaman," the captain said to Gray. "If we have no more discipline than to leave our posts, we ought to welcome in the pirates right now."
We were a shamed-faced bunch, for sure.
When the captain snapped out new orders, we took our places quickly.
"Before the hour's out," the captain said, "we'll be under attack. Be careful, for we must not lose."